gushy stuff.
But don't me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I when like this.
Montreal, my city. This the best morning show in the country. You know how we do things. Breakdown to Lowdown is in the building. Jeep Flex is in the building. Survivor's Corner. Big Will's in the building. Where's Scotty? Where you need him? We're coming to you live. Let's go. The JC Mix.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know.
Gotta let you know.
It ain't where I've been.
It ain't where I've been.
But where I'm about to go.
Top of the world.
Now, I just wanna love you.
Just wanna love you.
But be who I am.
Know you love me.
And with all this cash.
More money, more problems.
You forget your man. Now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't me.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I when I diss them. That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I replace them, huh? Drunk off Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, high singing off key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris. Four Belvedere's, got weed everywhere. What do you say, me, you and your Chloe glasses? Uh-huh. Go somewhere private where we could discuss fashion. Like Prada blouse, Gucci bra,
okay.
Filth Mark jeans, uh-huh. Take that off.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that
gushy stuff.
There's only one mood chaser. Nobody's this hype necessarily. They see him on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 91.3 FM.
Like those vibes. Listen, we going early 90s on this one right here. Oh, this the song? No, hold on, don't play the song yet.
He's like,
play the instrument. I was like, okay, he played the tune already. Don't play the song yet.
Wait, are we live?
Yeah, we live. Yeah, you on. Hold on, don't play.
My Ray J voice.
We live?
Yo, I got the indoor pool and the outdoor pool, homie. What's up?
Montreal, my city, 8:03 in the morning. It's the Morning Detour. Maddie's playing the Between the Lyrics song already. Nicki Music didn't even introduce the joy yet. Give me a little.
We gonna give it to him again after, like I do. Like,
shout out to Try a Thing. You know what I mean? In the morning, if you don't try a thing. You know what I mean? Hey, G Flex in the building, Big Will Comedy Breakdown to Lowdown. Make sure you follow them on IG and listen to them on Spotify, the premier R&B podcast in the land. You have no instrumental? So just pause it then. I don't need no instrumental. Yeah, man, just pause it. I don't need no instrumental. I go a cappella on the beat. I'll Eminem this on 8 Mile. Okay, so the first Friday of every month, we always do the Between the Lyrics segment with Nikki Music from Breakdown to Lowdown. Nikki, let people know what the segment is about and introduce the song. We'll play a minute of the song, and then we'll talk about it, you, myself, and Tata.
Absolutely. First of all, every time I come here.
Traffic.
In person. No, first of all, that, I was going to address that, but first of all, the energy. What were y'all on before? I'm trying to figure out. Second,
we're talking about Ukraine war.
Yo, 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 that's why I got y'all.
I'm passionate about wars. I don't know what it is.
I see that. I see that. And then the second thing is, I got a rant for the city of Montreal.
Okay, well, it's the place. It's the place. So can she get a beat? Can I get Minority Report? Like, how you don't have the beats? Like, what's going on, B? Like, can I get the Minority? Go, Nikki. Sorry.
And y'all that are listening, I'm not rude. I asked them how they was doing. I said hi before, as I came in. I don't just go into conversation. Now, I was set to be on time today. I was convinced that I would be on time today. I was determined.
I like the wishing. I like the hoping. I'm here. I'm there with you.
Got in the car. GPS told me one thing. First of all, I go everywhere with GPS. I don't know directions. Okay?
Well, you're not from Montreal.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just giving people backstory.
I was born here, though. Shout out to Montreal. but, I was not raised here fully. So, coming back, I'm trying to get myself oriented. Now, I've been here before.
I hope so.
When I've been here and there's no traffic, here being DG Kicks, right? Yeah, here being DG Kicks, I get here on time. Now, for some reason, I'm trying to get here for 7:45. There's 50 different ways.
Yeah.
There's exits I'm missing. There's exits that were not mentioned before.
Yeah.
There's rerouting that's going on. And I'm like, and coming down this row right here, pothole city.
Feeling's wild. Feeling's wild.
And they cleaned it up, too. It was way worse. You don't know. You better put some respect on this street because it was way worse.
They owe me money. They owe me tires. They owe me gas. They owe me something. Because first of all, gas, let's not.
But you look fab, though.
Thank you. I try. Thank you. That's enough.
You look fab.
That's all for me. Thank you so much.
Nikki,
I need to get you some Waze.
Nikki.
Stop using Google Maps. Get you a Waze.
Yeah. Okay, see, everybody keeps telling me.
Yo,
that.
Honestly, I'm newly transitioned over, and I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. When you know the side streets, it still helps you get the fastest way. You know what I mean?
But that's it. Because Tata said it. Here we go.
Do it. Get
okay,
your
hold Waze. On. Hold on.
Yes.
Did I not bring Nikki a cup? I sure did. Nikki, give me
I
your
did, but I was having trouble opening
no,
it.
I got you.
In kindergarten, they're like, can you open my drink, please?
Try a thing. You know how we do things.
I was having trouble.
I think it's the pina colada one. It's special. It's the only drink. Let me get
because
your...
Because I'm, special. I like that.
Let me get your throat right. You know, Big Will, I know you... I see Big Will eyeing this one. Come with your cup,
see,
Big
that
Will.
Means, that means he don't look at me as a lady, right? He give you the lady drink. He give me
the
you
from the hood. You see, what people understand, I know Tata from the hood.
I thought the whole thing was mine. Thank you so much.
See, Haitian women, don't get me started. I'm doing DJ Excel tonight.
What is this morceau? The whole thing. Hey,
that's one thing I love about Haitian women, They'll never let you shortchange them. If they feel they need the whole plate, they'll let you know they need the whole plate.
And if they feel like they want to eat off your plate.
I don't know. I have no problem with you eating off my plate. You made the damn rice. God damn, let's make some more. So what song are we doing this morning?
All right, guys.
I love that we are live. Brandon's going to look at that reaction. You see, you took one sip. Talk to me. How did it talk?
I did not, but let me.
Okay. So, this is the shopping network.
That was a taster. That wasn't a
taster. No. I
saw you. She let it touch her lips, and that was it.
I'm trying to taste it. I'm not trying to, I don't need to ingest it. It's fine.
She's like, child, I got to go to work
it's
after.
It's good, though. It's good.
Okay, let's jump into it. So what song are we doing this morning, Between the Lyrics with Nikki Music?
Welcome to Between the Lyrics, guys. This is where we analyze which R&B songs are toxic or not. We look into the lyrics, the meaning. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit, I brought the wrong girl on the show then. What? Oh, Tata's going to go.
Damn, all right. Shit, I didn't say nothing. But we're going back to, I believe, 1992 or 3. In those early 90s there with Toni Braxton on her first album. Yeah. A little track, B-side, called Love Affair. Let's get into it.
Give it. Good. Yeah,
now we're looking at Maddie like, now you got it. Go ahead.
too much dismay in the morning. Yeah, listen. Listen, Tony needs more flowers.
So.
Oh. Hey, good morning, y'all. 8:11 in the morning. It's the morning detour on the Mind CKT 9.3 FM. We have Nikki Music from Breakdown to Lowdown. We got Tata from Fall Awake Podcast. This is the premier morning show in the country, in the land. It's the morning detour. We're joined in the Peanut Gallery. We have G-Flex from the Survivor's Corner, brought to you from 4 to 7 on Friday mornings. We have Big Will Comedy, arguably the top promoter in the city. Fight me if you want. It is what it is. Numbers don't lie. So, we just played the Tony Braxton. What's the name of that song?
Love Affair.
Love Affair.
Boy, very straightforward.
I love me an affair. God damn it.
Do you?
Before, the old me.
Oh,
the old
my
me.
God.
Listen,
I was going to say.
Listen,
I
have.
Improved,
now he loves you some business affairs.
No. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you. I'll be quite honest with you guys. I have my first therapy session tonight.
Ooh.
At 4 o'clock with Regine Kwaku. She's the emotional and relationship management coach.
Yo, you know, this is growth.
No, not.
This is growth. Okay. Come on. 2020.
No, real quick. No,
2020, Weezy was identifying his need for therapy, but he wasn't ready to cross that bridge. And now in 2022, he is crossing that bridge. I'm proud of you.
I'm
sick of
Weezy's main man.
Come on, Montreal.
I'm having problems to connect. You know what I mean? She's an emotional relationship coach. Like, I don't know. Certain things is weird. Like, you know, like sometimes like the cuddling and the holding hands, something is weird for me.
Is it?
I feel like I have a lot of love to give. I tell people all the time, what makes me depressed is that I get to do a lot of dope shit, but I have nobody to share it with. Mm. That's what's the most. It's not just need to have somebody, because, I get beer gal. You're talking about the voice sweet, fam.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
But
if I had, like, somebody substantial you want to share your life with. Of course. And, boy, that last one, boy, that took a wind out of me there, boy. That was a hit. That was it. But, you know, life is life, man. People break up every day, man.
See, because you were trying to act like it wasn't nothing. No, and I know you. I keep going to call your government. But
no, you call my government.
I can't.
I'm not running from nobody. You can say my name is Ian. That's fine.
All right, I'm sorry, because I can't call you Weezy like that. I'm like,
that's cool.
Because you still haven't told me what Weezy Moon Chaser means. And until you tell me, it's Ian from there on. But like I'm saying, like, I thought you was, you know, acting like you wasn't feeling. But what Toni Braxton does is she makes you feel.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to feel it, cool. She's going to help you. And if you didn't want to feel it,
she's going to make you feel it.
It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And you said that she needs to get more flowers. I actually think people pretty much respect Tony. Like, yeah. I think I see
Tony's
people call her, you know, Toni Braxton, living legend. You know, that nickname has stuck. I see. Like, I think she's pretty much.
She still looks
one of them.
She looks great.
The Usher thing threw me for a loop. Usher should have grabbed her, boy. Tony is Tony.
I know.
Bro.
Well, she with Birdman. Still.
Birdman.
Ooh.
Still?
Still.
And nobody's talking. Quietest kept.
Good.
Quietest kept.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
When you don't hear about it, you know it's solid.
You know it's kosher.
You know it's kosher.
When they're in the headlines, it's not good.
You know, with that bird. Imagine Birdman is your dude. And you come to bed, you know, you all sexy, took a shower, you have your lingerie on. And he's in the bed talking about. like, where are we going in life?
And she's like, I know I look good.
Listen, that's the funny thing is with that, and we're going to talk about the song, I promise. But the funny thing with that is Birdman, people look at Birdman, they look at Tony, and they're like, oh, you know, this is a different thing type of thing. And it's like, oh, people have told, I've heard people say, you know, if you're a beautiful woman, go ahead and get you a little hard on the eyes guy. You know what I mean? Not super attractive.
The ugly ones cheat the most, man.
No,
whoever said that, okay, I used to believe
you
in that lie.
You think the ugly ones cheat the most?
Listen to me.
What happened?
I'm telling you, the ugly ones cheat the most. I'm telling you. You really think that they're not, but the ugly ones cheat the most because a lot of women are thinking the same thing. A lot of us women think the same thing. So when we see an ugly dude with a gal, we're like, you know what I mean? Maybe he's my name and all that. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then they come in with the humor because usually the ugly guy's got to compensate it.
Well, ladies, I'm so sorry. I thought the strategy was going to work, but you know what? They are not to be trusted. However, black men don't cheat, so sticking to that, you know, whatever.
Jesus, take the wheel, drive it straight back to my house.
I try to, you know, help Ian out a little bit. I know he really wants to stick to that.
I'm just trying to guess where we need to go, man.
All right. Well, to speak about the song, first of all. Love Affair. Now, Tata was saying earlier, she was saying, like, hey, that reminds me a little bit of Lost between the lyrics. Now, you're right. You're right, sis. It does. It's a little bit, like, from the woman's perspective more, and I think that that is more pertinent because she's saying things that actually matter. Because Mint Condition was talking about some, like, it was very, like, in the clouds position, like, let's say, yeah. you know, they weren't really being specific. Tony is being specific.
Yeah.
She's saying, I do have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Let's first start there. Now, also, you are attractive. I see that. And, you know, I don't want to be the secret type thing. Now, you are fine, and you're putting it on, you're laying it on thick. You're laying it on thick. I like that. She was like, she's talking about here almost folding.
She almost folded.
I just want people to know, Nikki does the best, the number one R&B podcast in the land, in the country, in the world. It's called Breakdown to Lowdown. Her breakdown of music, of R&B and hip-hop is just dope.
Yeah.
Like, listen, if I was a scholar, I'll fuck with Nikki. Like, that's my shits.
Thank you so much, Ian.
If you're a musical connoisseur.
verse 2, she says, now you're starting to look real good to me, but I think it's best you go. Baby, gotta try to resist temptation. That way nobody gets hurt. I got a boyfriend. Even if I was your girl, I still wouldn't give myself to another. Why can't you just understand that's just the way I am? Here, this is where I want to get into. First of all, why are you pressing her? Okay, this is what I don't like with men. Like, she told you many times. She's like, please leave me alone. It's already hard. Okay, stop it. I have a boyfriend. And if I was you, let's talk about, what if I was with you? Would you want me?
But then I see a lot of girls. Yeah, but you guys say that. But then I see a lot of guys get girls. And I'm like, how did you get it? Like, he pressed her. The pressing strategy works.
It's pity pussy.
No, but like, but then he's with the girl for multiple years. You guys tell me it's pity pussy, but then he's with her for multiple years. You guys
well,
love.
Well, maybe her man was lame.
You women love when a dude sweats, you guys. Like stop praying. You guys,
love the sweating,
bro. You love the sauna, bro. No. Stop it.
It depends. Now, you know when I might crack? Let's say this guy.
I don't think you crack at all, Nikki. That's me personally.
I appreciate that. I don't think there's
no crackleage going on anywhere.
I appreciate my honor that you're respecting there. But anyways, but let's say if I were to crack, if this dude that my boyfriend, he was treating me trash already, and then this guy is being persistent and showing you that effort, now I'm going to be like, okay. You know, I'm also not trying to be a dirtbag, but also you are giving me those things that I've been missing.
Yeah.
But she does relate it back. She tries to get it. Because what'd they say? How you get them is how you lose them?
Yeah,
she's trying to make him see that. Because would you feel comfortable knowing that you got me when I cheated on my ex? Like, you're going to be pressing me every time I go out. Yeah. Like, oh, my God, who you going to be with? Who all going to be there?
Yeah.
And it's not going to be. Because you know I have.
Straight up, she's like, yo, he's like, I want to get to know you. She's like, don't. You know what I'm saying? don't.
You know
that's
you
my
don't.
Favorite line. Every time someone slides in, it's like, yo, man, I want to get to know you. Just be like, no, don't. You don't. Really I'm don't. Telling you, you really don't.
And that's a fact. that's a
you
big
really
fact.
Don't.
Like, the way that you said that, I'm like, so. People be sliding into my DMs, and I'm just like, do you know what, do you want to get in?
They don't, they can't handle it. They think they can. You know, they're looking at pictures, they think they can. But yeah, no, the lyrics, she came correct. She held her own. She's like, listen, I said, I have a boyfriend at least 5 times in that song. You know what I'm saying? I have a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend. No, you can't say.
Would you want me to cheat on you?
If the guy comes in and tries to press him, you know, tries to apply pressure to fight the other dude, he can't even say, I didn't know. She said about 20 billion times. Yeah. You can't say you didn't know. Now, next time, we got to talk to Maddie because next time, I'm going to try and see if I can cut to the bridge part. Because the bridge...
Maddie's not the one to talk to.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Excuse me. This is my show, nigga.
I'm sorry.
You know what's funny? She doesn't look like this on her show. That's what's hilarious. Everybody waits till they get on the detour to let their hair down. Like, you know, I'm going to let this shit fly.
Ian, that's a damn lie. You start on the breakdown and you get a little prissy Nikki. And then by the time you get to the lowdown, it's, you know, it's all lost and shit. But I keep forgetting we on the radio. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Because I'm used to podcasting. And
no. Yeah. We did the disclaimer. Everybody knows we get a little fidgety. No one's complaining on us.
Oh, yeah. The parents aren't going to call, but it's 8:20 in the morning and y'all got.
No, we good.
Cussing pastor over here. Anyways, so I just want to talk about the bridge real quick.
Yeah.
What was it? I can't believe that you would say you still would have respect in the morning when I just wouldn't respect myself. That part.
That is genius.
I like that because she's looking at me like, you are a whole lie. You would not respect me after this. Because like, I wouldn't respect me after this,
exactly.
Sir. Like, stop. You're trying to hit. I look good. I know. I get it.
Oh, goddamn.
I understand.
Good. Yeah,
let's just call a thing a thing. This is not a situation where we're really going to go further. And if you did respect me afterwards, I feel a way about you. Like, really. Like, you just out here. You just okay with me just going and.
Yeah. I felt that. I felt how she put herself first. Like, you know what I mean?
You know?
I won't respect myself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
Now, I might go and break up with him and then come back, because you see, you was, you know, you looking a little, you know. But I'm not going to do it while we still together, sir. You know
what I mean? Tata's like, I love how she put herself first.
She put herself first, man.
You sometimes you have to, all the time you have to do
it. Like, can I look at myself in the morning? You know what I mean? In the mirror?
I'm trying to look at myself. I'm trying to look at myself eye to eye.
You know what I'm saying? Grilling that mirror.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, guys. Well, that's all for Between the Lyrics. I got to ask y'all, though, that question.
There we go.
Toni Braxton love affair, toxic or not?
Not toxic.
A little toxic, man.
What?
Why?
Let it fly.
You said the last one was not toxic, and now you can say this one is toxic? How is this toxic?
You were here for the last one,
yes,
weren't you?
Yes, I was. And it was similar, but from a male protective perspective, and the man was all up in that.
I just want to be the devil's advocate.
Oh, okay. Well, be the devil's advocate for good reason. We have to have a good argument to be the devil's advocate.
So that's just like, I'm just saying nonsense. That's literally what you said. All
right. No. Obviously, you make more sense than me every time. So let there go. Unless we're talking about future. My Haitian brethren.
Oh my God.
That don't make sense when we talk about
that. That's the only conversation Nikki could not get no foothold. But Nikki Music, follow
can
her.
Can I give an answer? Okay. Not toxic.
She's like, I just need to let that go in, you know what I mean, before he just shoots me away.
You know what I mean? Can I give my little socials? I mean, I love how you do it, but you know, also I practice.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
go ahead, girl.
I know you practice all week for the detour.
Go ahead. On her way here with her Google Maps, taking the wrong exits.
Going off the wrong exits, like, yeah. It's Nikki Music. Follow me on IG and Facebook.
Of course, not my 6 years of radio, but definitely coming for the detour is when I practice it. At Nikki Music on IG and, you know, everywhere else, at NICKYMUSIQUE. The music is spelled in French if you need to. You know, break down to lowdown, break down to number two, lowdown everywhere. The number two, not the word two. And Slow and Steady, creative agency for all of your creative needs. Hit me up.
Music, Nikki Music.
Music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nikki Music should be coming to DJ XL with me tonight. That's what Nikki need to do.
Yeah.
She need to come to that XL party. You trying to go out tonight? What's up? You trying to get pretty tonight?
I'm always trying to get pretty.
I'm trying to send me no invites.
Like,
oh, no. You and K, y'all do your own thing. You know what I mean? I'm the old fogey. Nobody want to mess with me. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't the hotness in the street. Anyways, we did a quick DJ switch. Maddie had to go to work.
Oh.
We have G-Flex in the building. G-Flex, you got the system going? You good? You ready to go? So let's transition to G-Flex. And when we come back, we have art director. She's the director of everything. She does everything. She's the art direction. She does directing in general. We have Empress Mary coming on the show. She has a new movie. We're trying to do a little crowdfunding. See what she's going on. And we have a dope game with her about movies, this or that. So keep it locked. The more in detail on the MyCKT 9.3 FM. G-Flex going in.
Let me slide in and Wayne Gretzky. Let me see it bounce, nigga, jet ski. Ay, I know you wishing he was like me. Like late night calling me for some good D.
This piano piece may well sound ordinary to you, until you realize that it was taught to young Chloe just last week by Janet, who's still teaching at 81. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves. You can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yes, you know what I mean? This is how I know G-Flex knows my energy. G-Flex knows where I want to bring things. G-Flex knows where I want to settle the ship. It's DJ Moon One. G-Flex from Survivor's Corner taking over the morning detour. You know, this is a flex. This is how you do a morning show. How you get two premier DJs, switch out, two-hour show. We treat it like a four-hour show. So Montreal City, 8:29 in the morning, we have the one in the building. Empress Mary's in the building. She does art department. She's an art director. She's a director.
Nobody's this hype this early.
G-Man's like, I'm figuring out all these buttons. Ta-ta!
I wasn't ready, to be honest. Like, I know, like, this is my second time with you, right? But it's like every time I come, I'm like, I'm not ready for this energy. Like, it's too, like, it's not too much because it's perfect, and I fucking love it. But it's just like, every time it's just like it's a slap in the face. I'm like, fuck, man, I love it. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yo, G-Flex is going in. Empress Mary in the building. She makes movies. You think your life is a movie? I bring real art directors. I bring real directors on the show. What's going on, Empress Mary?
What's going on is, like, there's so much going on. Obviously, like, I have a baby now. This Zion is with me. Yeah, he's super cute. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, they can see him on the stream. They can see him on the stream.
Hey, what's up?
He's mad cute. He's going to get beer gout.
Yeah, he's a little bit pushon. Let's admit it. But we'll see. We'll see what happens when he's young, when he's older. But yeah, so I'm directing a pilot. I wrote, created, and directed this movie.
Villain Fee?
No, actually, yeah, let's specify. Let's specify. So
you do too much projects. Hold on. Walk me through it.
You already know me, all right? So let's start from the beginning. I had this baby. I started directing video clips more and more through Villain Fee. Yeah. Villain Fee is like a clothing brand from Cerveau. So Cerveau is one of the OGs in Francophone hip hop. Francophone rap in Montreal, in Quebec. He's trying
come,
to grab
come,
the
come,
microphone.
Come, give him. Give
him
to me.
Ooh, I don't know if it's going to work.
Give him to me. He's all right. He's all right.
Who's a little Tim's? All right, so Cerveau and I have been working for like 4 or 5 years building to, you know, really creating a company together.
Yeah.
So he started Villain Fee with a clothing brand with Sa Majesté l'Intrus, doing Lavish and Famous. So we started looking at where can we come together? Mm-hmm. And since I direct, since I write, and I already had my movie called Polly about graffiti and hip hop in Montreal based in early 2000, yo, he's doing great. I was looking for ways to really create these images that people can relate to more and more. So anyway, we started directing for the for the artists that are under Villain Fee, which is me, Nodley, and a few others that are not official yet. And they're not out yet, the video clips. So in doing that, he started thinking about, pretty much signing me. So I'm making an album. I had 6 beats, and now he's like, I want you to have, 10 beats. And now I have 18 beats.
Yeah.
So it's an 18-beat song.
Yeah, because you're a real hip-hop head, too. This is the more deal. You go flex.
Yeah, I mean, we have, 10, 12 minutes. Oh, no, puppy. We have 10, 12 minutes, but, I mean, I'm trying to,
He stopped liking me. I didn't have enough toys. No, but you a hip hop.
He realized that he's not in my arms. That's why.
But let the people know about, you know, you used to host a popular hip hop show as well. You know, flex on us, man.
Yes, of course. I used to host La Fin du Rap, so I was one of the founders of La Fin
Hungry
du Rap.
For La Fin du Rap. La Fin du Rap was a real francophone hip hop show.
Yeah, and one of my favorite parts of the show was rah! You know, at the beginning. It really explains how I feel about hip hop.
So, and I never had an album. I never put out singles or anything until, you know, I realized that I got something to say.
Yeah.
You know, I of course I'm different. I'm from, like, it's more of like the Harlem type beat, more of like the East Coast. Yeah. And it's not as popular, you know, the soul version, the Erykah Badu,
yeah,
the Mos Def. So like people aren't necessarily into that, especially like I'm way out in the East. So like even just being Anglo in the East is like, okay, you know?
Oh,
so,
man.
So yeah, I've come to the conclusion of like, let's just fucking do the pilot.
Yeah.
So we're doing the pilot in hopes that at one point I get Sadek to recognize me as a director.
Yeah.
Anglophone director, because we have, I mean, I've been seeing it a lot on social media.
But you've worked on a lot of movies. You've done art direction on a lot of movies. I,
yes.
You know.
Would you like my press kit?
No. Well, I have it here.
No,
you know,
I'm kidding.
I have your IMB thing.
I have a press kit that's
you
coming out
X-Men,
with my album.
You worked on X-Men, didn't you?
I worked on the last three X-Men. I worked on Garm Wars with...
Watch the flex. See, we switched DJs. G-Flex don't know where the sound effects are.
What
three, some people be blessed to work on one X-Men. She worked on three X-Men.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been working in film for 15 years. So, to me, it, like, even just meeting the stars, as we call them, I don't give a shit. it's not that I don't give a shit, because I have mad love for everyone, but it doesn't affect me the same way.
Yeah, like, it don't faze you.
Exactly. It don't faze me. I think that the only one that would face me would be either Will Smith or Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah, Idris.
You know, like...
Yeah.
Watch
like
you guys.
Yeah. And that's why I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm looking at you.
Well, don't be looking at me with
that. Yeah.
So, but it hasn't happened yet. Oh, yuck.
It's okay.
We'll repeat it after. So, yeah, all this to say that now... my goal is to, yes, raise money, but at the same time, I got hacked during Christmas.
Yeah.
So people don't really click on the links that I send. So that's why I'm like trying to be creative about it. We're trying to raise money because we want to pay for the crew,
yeah,
and for the cast, mm-hmm, the proper way. So we put out a crowdfunding. So right now what I'm doing is I'm trying to promote it to get people involved, pretty much.
Yeah, we'll put up the link on our social media, The Morning Detour.
I appreciate
because,
it.
Because, yeah, I love you as a creator. I love knowing that, you know, knowing your love of hip-hop. I know you going to the kind of like the director lane. Mm. It's going to be good representation of shit. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Instead of corny people creating content, because quite a skeptical, a lot of content in Quebec is made. It's corny shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're a fan of drama.
Yeah, well, doesn't speak to a visible minority that's into
exactly
hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But even the Francophone white kids are into hip-hop. Hip-hop's
yeah,
the number one
exactly
genre of music.
Yeah.
So everybody's into the same stuff, but y'all just opt not to.
Yeah.
To create the right content.
And I'm glad that you bring it up, because I feel also that with this project, since the script is bilingual with some Creole in it, Yeah, I know. I gotta represent Montreal.
I don't know if Tata like Haitian dudes. I don't know. Tata's never talked about it. Watch this one.
Don't. I'm not gonna do this now. I'm just not.
Shout out to Triad Team. Did Nikki leave with the bottle?
She did.
Nikki's gonna get
she,
saucy
she
at
lived
work.
She the only classy bottle. He gave her a nice classy feminine drink. He had me drinking a man drink. You know what I mean?
The watermelon.
I'm just happy I have something. I didn't expect it, so thank you so much.
Shout out to Big Will. Yeah.
But I'm just saying that it's the fact that it's bilingual.
Yeah.
You know, and that there's culture in it, like
yeah,
actual authentic culture in it, yeah, makes such a difference. And it also it helps bring back together the people, the Francophones and the Anglophones,
yeah,
because I feel like it's hip hop is one culture.
Yeah.
Why we separated?
It's
like
very
that
inclusive. Yeah. You know, I always say that Montreal's a tale of two cities. This whole French English thing is crazy. Mm. And quite as kept. Now that we have Mary here, Mary's white. Mary's one of yo.
I'm actually a Native and yeah, Irish too.
Look at this Native.
That's precise.
Yeah.
Listen,
but I
guess what? Yo, we haven't had a white girl on the show in a long time. I was like, yo, Mary's come on. Yes. Because all about. Can we talk
the
about
quota?
Yeah, can we talk? No, there's no quota on the like, detour. I love everybody. Can we talk about the graphics for the Metro Festival? Metro's coming back. Crazy lineup. Shout out to Nate Husser. He's on the lineup. Playboi Carti. Plethora of people on
Lil
it.
Little Baby.
Can we just get better graphics? Like, I feel like everything from Montreal is always so corny. Yes, I get it. I get it. Metro, the guys from Beats Club, they have money, they have the bikers, I get all that. But can we just make this shit look a little bit more sexier? Can we make this shit a little bit more hip-hop? So,
yeah,
you mean to tell me, everybody sat in the room. Everybody started to say, yo, this gray and purple graffiti thing, this is what's popping. And this is Montreal. And they'll say, I'm hating. I'm not hating. I'm hating because I want more fire hip hop culture in the city.
I find it similar to like in the States. You know, in the States, they just have the names.
No, all the fires in the state.
Well, even, some of them, they just
not
have
all
names.
Of them. Yeah.
Even the jerk chicken party.
The block party.
Okay. Yeah, the block chicken party. Yeah. Those are popping.
If you look at the block party flyers from the States,
yeah.
Those are
this
fucking
is trash.
Delicious.
This is trash.
It's lazy. It's lazy, but I think the goal is to. People can go. It's very it's actually almost metal.
So you have Lil Baby, Playboi Carti, Young Thug, A Boogie with a Hoodie, Da Baby, Don Toliver, Fivey's coming. Listen, I'm sold. Fivey's my guy. I'm sold. But come on. These guys think we all corny like this in the city. Yo, I'd love for some of these guys coming through the morning detail. I'll shut it down. Apple Music, what?
Both ways, I ain't going.
OVO, you're not going?
No, I ain't going.
Why not?
Because, you know, these people get rich off our backs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All day. All day.
I listen to the music. And
this why they didn't give us the interview last time.
I won't. No. It's so just Mary, me. You know what I'm saying?
Mary, I love Villa & Fee. When is it coming out? Are you still trying to...
Villa & Fee is actually the production company.
Okay, Villa & Fee.
It's a music label, a clothing brand. So the movie is Polly.
Oh, Polly.
P-O-L-Y.
And you wrote it?
Yeah, I wrote it. I created it.
So walk me through that. How do you begin to write a movie? Like, do I just come in? Because in my head, I got so much other movies in my head. Like, I want to write the next Mission Impossible. I want to do me a Jason Bourne. I want to do a Finding Forrester. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, okay. So, first of all, like, you have to have the creativity and the ideas. So, you got them. You just have to sit down. You just have to sit the fuck down and just do it. Write it. And I took a master class with Spike Lee.
Okay, Okay, we flex and do the right thing. Okay.
I wanted to know. He's not the only one I took a masterclass with or for. Like, not for, but like with. And he actually, it's beautiful because he writes it in a sketchbook. He's going to write everything in a sketchbook, and it actually looks like a graphic design.
So does he write the story, or do you write it per shots? Like, are you thinking
that's
of the shots while you're writing the scenes?
Okay, hold on. Hot off the press. People are messaging me. RG say you got to link up. You see when niggas say Spike Lee? They're like, yo, got to link up. You see, that's what the more details, though.
I mean,
we connect people.
The movie is inspired by Do the Right Thing, by City of God and Latin. So it's like three classes.
Okay.
I'm not in them for that.
City of God.
Yeah, I'm getting goosebumps. Like, it's really like
a passion project.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've been working on it for the last like 3 or 4 years. And it's just, it's come to the point where I have to put out the images. And I have a DOP, the DOP that I'm working with, the director of photography. My old crew, camera crew, is women.
Okay.
But the movie's about men. Young men.
That's a dangerous movie.
No, it's not, because I want to represent the sensitivity of men, the sensitivity behind the creativity of men. So, like, the whole, like, process of, like, dealing with emotions and all that shit, I don't know if you can relate.
No! I don't want to deal with no emotions. I deal with them every day.
I know, but what I'm saying
No, you don't.
Is,
you repress them.
That's what I mean, you know? And I know that I can shout out to KK, too, that he talks a lot about that, about the fact that, like, we don't actually, like, open up to the fact that men have emotions.
Yeah, me and him gotta link up, you know.
You guys are forced to. Yes, you should.
Me and Kiki gotta link up.
KK the Don.
Okay, so man, so we'll put up the link for that. You know, we're trying to get crowdfunding for Polly. Villa & Fee is the brand and all of that. So I wanted to dive into your movie director thing.
Yeah.
So me and Tata drew up a list. I got some questions for you about movies. Before I get into that. What's your top five? What's your top five movies? I can give you mine. I don't know if Tata will give you some time to think of. You got your top five?
I have a few. I don't have a top five.
What? RG's there hugging this thing. Watch their ratchet top five. Okay, Tata, go.
Okay, Collateral Beauty.
Okay.
Yeah.
300 with the Spartans. I could watch that every day, every night. Okay, you understand me? I watched that and I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna move.
You get me.
You know it's been shot in Montreal, right?
Yeah.
You know it was shot at Shop Angus.
Yo, the way they come together, yo, it doesn't matter if you are 1,000 against 100 million.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
All up in that.
I love 300. I could watch it all the time.
I haven't even
full, obviously. Yo, you
haven't
watched 300?
No.
No, nah, man, you need to go watch it right now. It's like, you know, the way it comes together is showing you that, yo, once you move together as a unit, man, it can't.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You understand? And mm-hmm. they knew that they were going to die, but they still held their own fam, you know what I mean? And they were took no losses. Like, they said, we're going to die together. Okay, you understand so me?
She's selling it. She's selling
yo,
it.
Yo, 300 all the way. Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
I love Beauty and the Beast.
Which version, though?
The old school version.
The old
version.
School version.
The
right.
old school okay, Disney okay. movie. I cried all my life.
With the rose
that.
And the glass yeah. and all that. Yeah.
I felt so sad for the Beast. You understand? I didn't want to kill
I'm the
man.
Beast. I'm the Beast.
Yo, shout out. Just because my dad's name's Errol Williams. Shout out to Errol. I know you listening, Errol. Daddy. I know you listening, Daddy. Errol Williams. Yeah. So shout out also. Yeah, no, that's my five.
May, what's your five?
Yo, I have too many. But, of course, the ones that inspired the movie are part of my top five. And it's not a rank, actually. So, La Haine. Mm-hmm. City of God, mm-hmm. Trainspotting. Mm-hmm. Trainspotting is like a punk version, UK version.
You think I don't know about Trainspotting when they start doing the coke and the baby's on the ceiling, the baby die? You don't think I don't know Trainspotting?
That's
I got white
crazy.
Friends. I
See,
went
that,
to college.
That scene is crazy.
I went to college.
It's the critic. It's the critic. You went to college, so you know Trainspotting?
Yeah. He's like, I went to college.
No.
I'm watching the movies in college.
But I went to Chapman Stanley College. I went to a white college. And, you know, that was one of the movies. Like, we didn't watch true. Office
yeah,
Space.
It's a
we
very
didn't watch Trainspotting.
Yeah, sure.
You got to know about more drugs, Ian.
So, the other one is Do the Right Thing, of course, because it's kind of like to me, it's a mainstream movie, but it's not. It's like the perfect
mix
of everything.
His stuff is so poetic.
Everything
at the same time.
He does.
Yeah.
He's just a magnificent human being. Like, he promotes on a daily in the way that he wears.
Yeah. He always infuses the culture in everything that he does.
Everything. And
culture,
he's out of
issues
his
that affects the community at the same time.
And he's
going
to put it in a hat.
The way he amalgamates it into, like, you know, the stories is crazy. Yeah.
To me, like,
props
Spike Lee is, like, the ultimate, like, human being.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Next
props to you,
Erykah Badu,
real.
You know?
No, we said next to a legend right now.
No. Yo, listen. Yo, she a director, you know, dog.
So the fifth one would be the Ava DuVernay series, When They See Us.
Oh, yeah.
That, to me, was, like, when I watched it three times. I had to take pauses, but I watched it three times.
Oh, you brought up series two? Okay, well, The Wire. We got to throw The Wire
up in
there.
The Wire. Yes! Thank you.
Yes, it was. Let me give you guys my top five. Mary, man, listen, we gotta thank you for coming on the show, man. You gotta
my
come
pleasure.
Close.
Thank you for coming. No, for calling me. Like,
anytime.
Me.
Listen, you promote some. I don't have that much friends out there. My top five guys. I have Good Will Hunting.
Okay.
I have Cadillac Records. I ain't gonna lie to you guys. I cried in Cadillac Records when Les drove away from Beyonce and he had the heart attack that murdered me. I have The Notebook on here. No shame.
For real?
I'm really from the hood. Yeah. Okay. Imagine you fall in love with someone and you forget that whole experience.
Yeah,
that's messed
up. That's fucked up, indeed.
I have Why Do Fools Fall in Love, the Frankie Lyman story.
Oh.
Big Man Things. Big Man Things in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And a little romantic here?
Yeah.
It's
romantic.
For real.
And I got The Godfather. Come with the job.
Okay,
come with the job.
So you balanced everything.
We're going to put the links for that. We're going to keep promoting the crowdfunding all month for Mary because we got to promote innovators and creative. And Mary, anytime you want to come through on the show, you're more than welcome. Paul Tuvel.
Thank you.
There's only one more chase. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip hop. Love is life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
He's like,
listen, we're running tight on time here. I got the HEMA Quebec interview with Nadesh coming up. Big Will got some events. Big Will, real quick, and then we'll get G Flex to come on the mic and get his thing popping. Big Will, what's going on? Someone hit me up the other day. Actually, didn't hit me up. My coworker came to me yesterday. It's like, yo, when's the next Sip and Paint? I think it's April 16th. So, Big Will, give me some of the events that you have going on real quick.
So right now, shout out to all the promoters out there doing big things around
No,
the city.
No shout out to them. They're doing too much things. No. I didn't care about you and Ricky.
He said,
let's
no
be quite
out.
Honest. I'm biased. It's my show.
So first thing, please go get your tickets for Ricky Not Nice's birthday party. We are the future, March 19th. There's also a Sugar Shack that same day with all my boys from the East. And then the next thing after that was we have the comedy show. So it is a BYOB, Bring Your Own Bottle, comedy
like
show, April 2nd. We still have a very few amount of early bird tickets, so $25. I actually like when people buy their tickets late because it pays my mortgage. But the $25 early bird tickets, come out. Make sure you get your ticket, 514-434-4426, or directly on the website, bigwill.ca. And after that, what we have is we have the Sip and Paint April 16th. Mm. So a lot of people wait for last minute. Again, get your tickets now because we always make sure to have early bird prices for our supporters. Mm. So get your tickets ASAP. And then after that, we have a couple more comedy shows coming up. May 7th, we have another comedy show. Then the big show that we're doing, July 23rd, for Just for Laughs.
You know I'm a Cancer.
So we have a lot of shows.
You Cancer, baby?
Yeah, I'm July 2nd.
Oh, yeah, you really got a Cancer, baby.
Listen, I'm looking forward to the 7 Pain on 16.
So you just play hard. Yeah. You just play hard.
I don't play anything. I just don't feel.
No, you feel. You just don't know how to express.
No, I don't subscribe to the fact that every man has to like be super expressive. I feel. I have emotions. I want to give love. I want to receive love. I just don't have to wear it on my sleeve. Like, this idea that every man has to wear it on sleeve is garbage. I just want to see. But at least I feel.
Yeah.
Okay, G-Flex, I call him Mr. Jamaican Association.
Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue à une autre émission de Wheezy Moon Chaser early in the morning. Hyper than ever. This is the number one station, the morning detour. This is the Flex. And I want to tell you because I just get the news. Yes, man, I just get the news. The thing where everybody love to do is drop a double six on somebody else. You hear what I say? And it's back, ladies and gentlemen. Games night is back and it's in full effect. It's starting March 18. Go out and check it out. It will be over there at 4065 Rue Jean Talon. Also on board, we're going to have March the 26th, Spank Boys Production presents a thing called Island Fever. That's right. It will be happening also inside of the Jamaican Association. Admin is only $25. James Bond will be on the bill.
Love James
Nemesis
Bond.
Sound will be on the bill. So go over there and check it out. It's a night of dancing. And do remember, ladies and gentlemen, our funding drive is going to be starting March the 17th until the 27th. The theme of this year is called CKU Till Infinity.
Yeah.
And remember, I'm going to tell you, you know, it's only $35,000. Somehow I want to waste that pound one motorcycle. Somehow I want to waste that pound one putt-putt.
Yeah.
Somehow I want to waste that pound one girl.
Yeah.
So come out and donate because we need on the funding. It makes a difference in somebody's life. All right? Make a change. Do it. Dig deep. Wheezy, back
dig
to you.
Dig deep. Dig deep in your pockets.
Survivor D-Flex from Survivor's Corner every Friday from 4 to 7. Now, let me play this Hema Quebec interview because Nadesh is going to kill me. Let me jump into it right now. Mucho My City, you locked in.
Let's get it going. Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the morning detour. Wheezy Moon Chaser. Let me tell you, I need to get some Hema Quebec merch. I'm seeing the drip with the blood. I need to get some of the merch. Now, not only in February that we know we talk about black people concerns in our community, for me it's a 365 job. So last month, Hema Quebec for Black History Month, they were calling out to black people in the black community to come out and give blood for sickle cell anemia. So for those that don't know, sickle cell anemia is very serious. It has a lot of letters, but it's very serious. So it's a hereditary blood disorder associated with chronic anemia, periodic episodes of pain, and other complications. I've had a friend that has this, and it hurts. Like, you could be fine one day, and it'll just go, like, and then after you, everything will just go left. So this morning, I brought on, I think we're friends now. We've done this a couple of times. I brought on Nadesh from Hema Quebec. Good morning, Nadesh. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you, Jan?
I'm good. I'm going to give blood. Don't worry. I'm going to put it up there. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to give blood.
Okay.
But let's jump into this a little bit, Nadesh. Sickle cell anemia primarily affects black communities. Why is that? Like, did they create this just to affect us? Or what is this thing? Why is it only affecting black communities?
But it's not only affecting black communities. Actually, it's affecting other communities also, but mostly in the black community.
Yeah.
It's like the red cells that's
down through generations. So once your family line has it, you have it. So one of these weird things you can't pick up, someone can't give it to you, is once you have it, you have it. And that kind of sucks, right? But there is a solution.
There are some solutions actually by giving blood, that's part of the solution that people can help.
Let's get it going. Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Mo Chaser. Let me tell you, I need to get some HEMA Quebec merch. I'm seeing the drip with the blood. I need to get some of the merch. Now, not only in February that, you know, we talk about Black people concerns in our community, for me, it's a 365 job. So last month, HEMA Quebec for Black History Month, they were calling out to Black people in the Black community to come out and give blood for sickle cell anemia. So for those that don't know, sickle cell anemia is very serious. It has a lot of letters, but it's very serious. So it's a hereditary blood disorder associated with chronic anemia, periodic episodes of pain, and other complications. I've had a friend that has this, and it hurts. Like, you could be fine one day, and it'll just go, like, and then I tell you, everything will just go left. So this morning, I brought on, I think we're friends now. We've done this a couple times. I brought on Nadege from HEMA Quebec. Good morning, Nadege. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you, Jan?
I'm good. I'm going to give blood. Don't worry. I'm going to put it up there. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to give blood.
Okay.
But let's jump into this a little bit, Nadege. Sickle cell anemia primarily affects Black communities. Why is that? Like, did they create this just to affect us? Or what is this thing? Why is it only affecting Black communities?
But it's not only affecting Black communities. Actually, it's affecting other communities also, but mostly in the Black communities.
Yeah.
It's like the red cells that's been deformed that causes the disease. Mm. And it's hereditary. It's like a disease that...
It's passed down through generations. So once your family line has it, you have it. So it's one of these weird things you can't pick up, someone can't give it to you. Is once you have it, you have it. And that kind of sucks, right? But there is a solution. There is a solution.
There are some solutions, actually, by giving blood or... that's part of the solution that people can help, actually, or by registering themselves at the bone marrow register.
Yeah, the bone marrow, yeah.
Exactly. That's the other thing that people can do. If you're like being age between 18 and 35 years old,
yeah,
that's another thing that you can do. But for giving blood, as long as you're like 18 and plus, that's something you can do all your life to give. So those people who are having this disease, which is in the Black community, because most of the patients are like from the Black community. Mm. And we know that for certain blood disorder that needed transfusions, it's better receiving blood from the same community.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, if you need that melanin blood. It only makes sense we get melanin blood from melanin people.
Exactly.
It makes sense to me, Nadege. The body's really simple. The body's real simple.
Exactly. Really, really. Because we're having the same characteristic, you know, gene, the background. So that's why we needed Black people to come and give blood.
Yeah.
So not only in the, like, February month, like you said, you know, it's like all day long.
Yeah. All year long, we need it. So let me push back against you a little bit, because I know, you and I, we're both Black. We know our community. We know our people. We know there's a huge hesitancy towards vaccines and needles and experiments and doctors, just in general, just healthcare in general. Black people just like to typically stick to their own. And rightfully so. You know, you have examples like the Tuskegee experiments and stuff like that. So this is not like founded in midair. You know, Black people do have a fear of healthcare and vaccines and giving blood. So what did you say back to the pushback to that? Like, should black people have nothing to fear in giving blood? Is this a safe procedure? How long does it take? Walk me through the process. Even though I'm going to do it with y'all, walk me through the process a little bit, Nadege.
Yeah, it is something really, really safe to do, because we only use it, our things are using only once. Once it's everything is sterile. So there's no way that you can, you know, have a disease by giving blood.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because people, I think people just don't go giving blood because there's like a misunderstanding thing about it. Or they kind of like scared of being like weak after giving blood.
Yeah. So give me some apple juice and cookies, because that's what you always see in movies. Shout out to the show Arthur. because in my mind, when I think about Hema Quebec and I think about giving back blood, I think about the show Arthur, because they had the blood drive episode. I just remember having the box juice and the cookies after. So now Black people's like, oh, we're going to be weak after. So everybody has that in their mind now.
No, we still feed them a little bit, like with you exactly, but after. But the thing is, like, as long as you're in good health, there's nothing to be scared of. So people just have to reach, because of the pandemic right now, people have to take appointment to go and give blood. So as long as, when you come to the to a blood drive, actually, you registered yourself, and then there's a questionnaire. And you see, after you've gone, you're seeing the nurse, if she's checking if everything's fine with you, then you're giving the blood, which is like 5 to 10 minutes. After, you have like, you have 5 minutes to wait. And then you go, you're taking your snack, and then you give. You go, and that's it, that's all. It's not long, so you have to take like an hour of your day, you know, to save lives, which is like nothing. And I don't know if people have like saw our campaign right now, because
It looks very Black, the campaign. I like the colors. Listen, y'all know how to get the Black people. Once I had the blood coming down like a drip, I was like, ah, Hema Quebec's on the ish. No, because you guys sent me the website. I was like, this is all y'all missing is a hip hop beat behind, and everything's looking beautiful.
Nice. So you might do the hip hop part with us. That's not a problem.
Well, I was telling you guys, you know.
COVID-19 protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Good day, this is Fred Frith. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time. Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil, c'est CKUT 90.3 FM et bonne journée.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Jazz Amok.
This place, you walk this land like monsters. On top of the graves of gods.